I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. I wanted to share with you today the super easy way of getting past fear and anxiety. So we all have fear about something, whether it's business or health or finances or our job, like whatever it is, we all have fear. And usually it has us waking up in the middle of the night, completely stressed out. And then it just gets bigger and bigger in our head. And we start perseverating about the whole situation till it just consumes us, right? I had this last week. So I am really super self-confident about a lot of things, except when it comes to mechanics in terms of my car. So 2 weeks ago, I was driving home from the airport and my engine light went on in my car. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I knew even before that, that my brakes were going, but I just, you know, didn't want to deal with it. And I said, okay, well, I've got a lot of things coming up, making excuses. Of course, I have a lot of places to go. I don't have time to deal with it. Right. Well, what happens? I'm driving to all those places and the engine light's coming on and I'm trying to listen if there's a problem with the brakes and I'm completely stressed out. On top of that, I'm starting to wonder saying, oh my gosh, how much is it going to cost to fix the car? Because it's always a small fortune. So I'm making myself crazy. I'm denying what's going on. I'm not dealing with it. I'm driving to far places in this car that I know needs to be fixed. So I'm super stressed out and I'm stressed out about what it's going to cost. And it's just like, it literally was building up to the point that that's all I thought about. The reality was there was a very simple solution, right? Take it to the mechanic. Now, again, I'm a very confident person, but I always assume mechanics are going to rip me off because I don't know what they're talking about. They could say XYZ needs to be repaired and I'm going to be like, okay. And I'm always worried I'm getting ripped off. Mind you, I have a great mechanic who's never ripped me off, but this is my fear. It's the same thing if I'm going to buy a car. I just assume the salesperson's going to rip me off. So that is my thing. So I just don't like dealing with cars. I get all stressed out. But because of that, I end up so fearful and I feel like a victim. I feel helpless. All of those feelings that are out of control, where I don't feel like I have control. And that's the trick. If you feel fear, if you feel anxiety, the number one thing you need to do is take control and take action. So today I dropped the car off the mechanic. It will be repaired by tonight. I will no longer have stress driving. I will no longer have stress about if I'm going to break down and what am I going to do? Yeah, it's going to cost me money, but I feel calm because I took control of the situation. I no longer have the stress. It's the same when we go to, or we don't go to doctors or dentists, right? You may have a toothache or you may have a pain somewhere in your body and you avoid going to the dentist or the doctor because you're afraid of what they're going to tell you or what procedure they're going to take. So you live with the pain, but it starts getting to you. And instead of just going head on and just addressing it and dealing with it, you keep putting it on the back burner. And that's the same even with just routine exams like colonoscopy or a mammogram. So often people don't get them because they're afraid of what the doctor's going to say to them. Now, don't misunderstand. I feel the same way when I go for a mammogram. Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried about what the doctor's going to say. But if you address something head on, it's way more likely that the situation, the issue, the ailment, the illness, you'll be able to make a full recovery if it's caught early enough. It's taking that action. It's putting on your big girl pants and saying, I'm going to do it. And the minute you take action, the minute you feel like you are in control of the situation, the fear and anxiety go away. Same thing in business. Say there's been layoffs at your company and you're really worried about losing your job. Maybe even your boss has come to you and talked about some performance issues. So you can start worrying about it, talking to your friends, talking to your partner. Oh my God, I'm going to lose my job. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to have a place to live. I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. All of these things start going on in your head because you feel helpless. You don't know what's going to happen. So what could you do otherwise? You could make an appointment with your boss, express how you're feeling, and also go with some very key ideas of how you're going to improve those performance issues that he or she brought up. You also can dust off your resume, go on LinkedIn, go on some of the websites, and start looking for a second job or looking for a new job. Those are all proactive steps that allow you to feel in control. Remember, fear is fiction. It doesn't exist. It exists in the future, and chances are it's never going to happen. But you work yourself up because you're afraid of the unknown. And once you take actionable steps, that goes away. It's the same if you're worried about your finances. Maybe you've really dug yourself into a hole. You're drowning in debt. You can't pay your bills. You're worried about going bankrupt. You're just completely stressed out. You're not taking any action steps to stop it. You're just, clutching your pearls and worrying and not doing anything. And that just leads to so much stress and anxiety. So what could you do instead? Well, first of all, you could call your credit card companies and ask to be put on a payment plan. You can even do that with the utility companies. I did that. And by the way, I had to declare bankruptcy. I lived through it. I'm here to say live for another day, and I'm extremely successful and well off financially now. I brought myself back. You can too. From whatever you fear, there's always going to be another day. So take those proactive steps. Put your big girl pants on. So again, if your finances are in a bad place, what could you do? Well, you could, like I said, call the credit card companies. You can also look at your budget and your bank accounts, see where you're spending, overspending, where you can cut back. You can also go and get a side hustle and get a second job. And here's the next step. You also need to be vulnerable enough to ask for help. Vulnerability and asking for help is not weakness, it's courage. So going back to that thought about your finances, maybe you need to get a financial coach to help you understand about your spending or get you on a budget. Maybe you should tell your friends, "Hey, my finances are really bad now. I'm in a really bad place. I'm looking for a side hustle or a second job. Do you know anything?" Asking for help is a sign of courage. Same thing, say for example, you have high cholesterol. And you know that's a major factor for heart disease. Well, you could do nothing. You could sit there. You could worry about getting a heart attack, or you could decide to take some proactive steps. You can start exercising. You could change your diet, but you're going to need help. You're going to have to maybe find a coach to help you work out. Maybe you need to find a nutrition coach to change your diet around. Whatever it is, you can ask for help and you can address the issue proactively. So this is one of the major things I work with my coaching clients on, getting past fear and that paralyzing fear of not doing anything to set a goal and to start taking steps to reach that goal. So one of the things I want to do in this video is give you a few questions I ask my coaching clients. So the first one is, what are you feeling fear about right now? Fear, anxiety, stress. What are you feeling fear, anxiety, stress about? And why are you feeling that fear, anxiety, stress? What about that situation is making you feel fearful and why? The next is your fear realistic? Like we said, sometimes that fear is just like, I'm going to be homeless, everything like that most likely is never going to happen. So is your fear realistic? The next question is, what is one action step I can take to alleviate this situation? What's just one action step? And the final question is, who can I ask for support from in taking these action steps? So write these down in your journal. I would love to answer any questions, any thoughts, any comments. Feel free to put them below. I will absolutely answer you. If you want to know more about me and my coaching, you can go to allison-jacobson.com, find out more about me there. I also have a free downloadable resource, 5 Steps to Release Fear and Live Boldly. So I hope this helped you. Look forward to hearing from you.